My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 31st of August 2009 and the time is 1:17 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Caroline Arben, I'm 43 and I'm from Okehampton in Devon.
And have you travelled to London especially today to go on the plinth?
Yes, I have travelled up especially, but not today. I've made a weekend of it because it's a bank holiday.
And has coming to the square and seeing the plinth in action been how you imagined it would be?
It's slightly different from the view you get from the cameras. Obviously, it's bigger than the view you get from the cameras, isn't it? And it's slightly higher. It looks higher than it does from the cameras. And there's obviously a lot of people around, whereas it hasn't always been, not every day has been like that because it's not always a bank holiday, is it? So.
And during your stay this weekend, have you been through the square at all to see it?
Through Trafalgar Square? Yes, I've been through Trafalgar Square, yeah. And into the National Gallery, and yeah, around about.
And how does it feel to be here as someone going up on the plinth rather than one of the spectators?
One of the spectators. It's very exciting to be going up on there, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, yeah, I'm thrilled.
When you first heard about the project, what is it that appealed to you and made you think to apply?
I've known about the fourth plinth quite a long time and the changing sculptures on it, so I, you know, kind of know that aspect of it. I actually went and had a look at the sample projects that were proposed for the fourth plinth, and I saw Anthony's was on there as one of the options, which was quite interesting. So I was really pleased when it got selected, although I don't know if they're going to be actually doing all of those projects. So what kind of made me apply was because it's an open project, isn't it? It's about every aspect of life, really, and kind of putting it on a pedestal for people to actually have a look at. It's, I suppose, it's a testament to society today. So that's why I wanted to apply, because I'm part of that.
When you first heard that you had a place, what was your reaction?
I was extremely pleased, particularly with the date and the time. I was slightly nervous that I might, obviously the chances of being selected aren't that enormous, are they? But I wondered what I was going to do, if I was going to get a midnight or earlier hours of the morning slot. But it's great.
So has the time of day you've been given affected what you've decided to do?
It has, absolutely, yes. So I've gone for something which is a bit more performance-y in a way that I'm actually doing something and I'll end up with an object at the end of it which people will hopefully recognise, and it's an object which is actually saying something.
What is it that you'll be doing?
I'm constructing an object out of canes and also some recycled bicycle inner tube and some milking piping. And so they're all actually objects. Well, inner tube isn't isn't relevant necessarily, but the canes and the milking tubing is more about kind of rural communities as opposed to urban communities, and actually it's quite interesting to bring that into an urban space, and this is central London and therefore, you know, it's the heart of the capital.
And why have you chosen to do this?
Why? Because I live in a rural community. It's quite an isolated community, and obviously we've got a kind of quite slightly different take on life than you would if you're actually living in the centre of London, or kind of if you're experiencing anything in the centre of London, you look at it in a different way than you would if you're actually in the countryside. So yeah, that's the whole angle of what I'm doing.
And how, when you realised you had a spot on the plinth, how did you interpret the project and come to the decision to do what you're doing today? What does the hour mean to you?
What I should be doing on it. There's no obligation to do anything, is there? For me, I suppose at the beginning it's about representing kind of every aspect of life, and so society and it's in the round, because it's random selection. So, but because I got a slot, I then thought, well, actually, what do I want to say about the type of life that I live, as opposed to the type of lead that someone does if they live in a city. So that's what influenced me the most, really.
And does the construction that you'll be making relate to that as well?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So it's I'm making an object which is important in the countryside, but isn't so as important in the town.
And what impact do you hope to have by going up on the plinth today?
Oh, heaven knows. Heaven knows what I'm 1 hour out of, oh, I don't know how many hours actually there are on it, but I'm one person out of 2,400, aren't I? So, you know, who knows? But I'm at a time when there's lots of people around, so I'm hoping that people will actually look at the object and then say, I wonder what that was about, and maybe go back onto the one another website where I've actually written about what it's about.
And what do you think you would like to gain from the experience?
Ooh, what do I want to gain from it? I just want to say something about, the difference between urban and community and an urban, rural and an urban community life. So I personally, it's about just exposing some of those thoughts.
So have you lived in an urban setting before, and has there been a change in the way you've lived?
There has, yeah. I used to live just outside London quite a few years ago, and I also lived in Bath, right in the centre of Bath, for a number of years, so yeah. And then I moved out into absolute kind of wilderness, not wilderness, but somewhere an awful lot more isolated, you know, it's only like 3 or 4 houses, no transport, no. So it's a completely different life.
What was the reason for your move?
Reason for my move was just a personal thing. I just wanted... I do a job where I speak to people a lot. So actually, when I stopped doing that, I wanted to go home and actually be somewhere completely different. I just wanted time. Time and space for myself, really.
And how have you found it then, moving to a rural setting after being...
Okay. It is different, obviously, particularly if the weather's bad, because you get very cut off, and there's not ready-made entertainment kind of on your doorstep, which you get particularly if you're in London or somewhere like that. So that's very different, and obviously it's not so easy for friends to just drop in either. You know, people actually have to make an effort to come and see. But on the plus side, you know, I get to look at Dartmoor every day, and I think I've got a fantastic lifestyle, but it's not for everybody. It can be a bit bleak.
Do you think you'll stay in a rural area then, or would you keep living in a rural setting then?
I probably won't move back to a city centre till I'm much older. It's the sort of place where I think I'll come back to when I'm retired. Maybe I'll come back to the city then.
Would you say then it's been a positive move to do that?
Yes, I think it's for me. It's been a positive mood, yeah. But it's not the sort of lifestyle for everyone, because it's a lot harsher. You know, physically you have to do an awful lot more things. You know, you have to go out there and split your logs and chop your trees down and do all those sorts of things, which you don't get involved in that, do you normally?
And would you mind telling me what the work is that you do?
The work I do, well, yeah, I actually work for the Arts Council. So I do work in the arts.
And what's your role there?
What's my role is I work in the communications section of the Arts Council. So yeah, we're speaking to an awful lot of people all the time about the sort of funding that the Arts Council gives and why it gives it, and the benefit and value of the arts.
And have you always worked in the arts?
I haven't, no. I worked for the NHS for about 12 years. Well, I don't know whether the NHS was a slight anomaly, or whether the Arts Council job's the anomaly. I'm not sure. I did study the arts before, but then I decided actually I didn't want to do a job in them, because I wanted to have the freedom and space to do my own thing without being influenced by the job I was doing. So I purposely went and got a job out of the arts. I then got an opportunity to apply for a job in the arts, and I thought, well, actually, it would be quite interesting to get that for a number of years.
And do you enjoy your work now?
Yes, I do. Yeah. It's quite varied.
And have you always had an interest in the arts then?
I have, yes. I've since being a small child, I've been a keen arts advocate.
And were you a follower of Anthony Gorman's work as well?
I don't know if follower is the right word. I'm familiar with the work he does. I even applied to be Anthony Gormley's assistant when I left college, but I didn't get an interview for that. But Anthony wrote me a nice letter, so I was, but I've seen Anthony, I've been to talks he's given before, and actually, yeah, I do like the work he does. So, yeah.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of this project and one of the plinthers?
Well, I'm very pleased that I'm part of a larger piece of work, as I say, which has got a kind of more societal, it's more of an interpretation about society. And as I say, my specific role in that is just one person for 1 hour amongst the multitude, isn't it? And so I just make up a part of the overall community of the country. And I've just come with a specific view.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
I have, yeah. I've done a number of installation pieces with other artists. Not more recently, though, I suppose, because my job's... I don't get actually involved in actually delivering projects in the job that I do. It's more about talking about the value of the arts and that sort of thing. But when I was a student, yeah, I did projects with David Mack building his submarine. I don't know if you remember that piece. No. and also Yanis Kanellis. I've done some more installation work with him as well. But yeah, I've done a whole pile of work with Bell Festivals Trust and some people like that.
And what you're doing today seems to me to be quite creative. Would you say that you've got that side to you as well? Is that what you originally studied?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So I did come from a creative angle. Whether you'll think it's creative actually when you see it as an object, I'm not sure. But you know, it's a personal interpretation of something. So.
And outside of work and away from this, do you continue to be creative? Do you keep that up?
I do. Undertake little arts projects of my own. Yeah. I do little installation builds and things like that, and paint and draw. Yeah.
What are some of the other things that are important to you?
Things that I do outside all of this stuff, which takes a lot of my time up, is I sail a lot, because I'm in the southwest and obviously it's a vast amount of coastline, and that's incredibly important. And we kind of race every other week, maybe 3 or 4 days in that week, so every evening, and so that's about enjoying what's great about the southwest. And I used to row, was another very important aspect of my life, and that was, gosh, I suppose about 5 or 6 years, but it's very intensive 5 or 6 years, because you're training 6 days a week when you're doing that. So yeah, they're two really big things in my life, and obviously I like being outside, and I like growing vegetables and doing all those sort of things that you do when you live in the countryside.
Do you have any expectations about your hour on the plinth and what it will be like?
Expectations-wise, no, I suppose not really. I hope there'll be some people actually sort of maybe seeing what I'm doing and looking at it, and that's the benefit of the time of day I've got. In terms of it having an impact, I can't say it's going to profoundly change anyone's life, but I hopefully just a few people might stop and think about a few things.
Would you like people to stop and talk to you?
Yes, I'll be very keen for people to have conversations with people. I'm always open to debate subjects, and you know, some people might think that something I'm going to say might be a bit contentious for them.
If you think back to your profile on the website, you were asked to put 3 words that describe you. Do you remember what they were?
Oh, not entirely, no. I put risk, because I frequently like to do something that might be, well, in terms of actually building a structure, that's reasonably risky. But yeah, I like, my hobbies are actually quite risky things. They're quite dangerous hobbies, some of them. And I can't remember some of the other, two of the other words I put.
How would
I describe myself? I'm just a regular person. I've kind of got a science background and an arts background, and I kind of sort of sit in the middle. You know, I've got views and opinions about things. I'm just a member of society. I don't know how to describe myself sometimes, really. I don't know if I fit in, really.
Are you able to describe how this experience has been for you, being part of this project, since hearing that you first had a place and how you felt at that point, and leading up to this moment before growing up? What has all of that been like for you?
Oh, gosh. Wow. that's quite a big question, isn't it? What's the experience been like? It's been quite good having conversations with other people about what they think the project's about, and therefore what aspect you're going to have within that project, and kind of what the bigger project's about. So that's been quite an interesting journey, because I suppose the point when it first launched, it has changed slightly. The project has kind of developed and grown because of the type of people and the things that people have been doing when they've been up there. So yeah, it's changed my view slightly, I suppose, as to what I was going to do, because I didn't apply thinking I had an idea.
What will you do with the structure when you come back down?
I shall dismantle it, and it'll be returned back to its natural habitat of the garden.
Wonderful. And before we finish, is there anything else that you'd like to add to the interview or tell us about that we might not have?
Ooh, no, I don't think so. I think you've been very, very thorough.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.